Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Amron. I do have to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I've called a couple of times, and the last time I called this morning, there was supposed to be somebody calling me back, and she never did. I filed a claim with you guys back in January the 30th. And when I filed the claim, you guys never gave me a temporary PIN code to get in. So when I kept trying to do the weekly certification, it wouldn't let me. So I called back in and got what they gave me was my temporary PIN, which will not work. I've tried it about 10 different times. It won't work. I've called back in to you guys. I've called the helpline. The helpline with the questions keep referring me back to you guys because they say they can't give me another PIN. I call you guys, and y'all keep telling me that it's the correct PIN, but it's not. It won't let me in online. It will not let me do it over the phone. So I can't call in and get a weekly, file my weekly claim status because it won't let me in. So I don't know what else.
Okay, so let me ask this. Is your temporary PIN number the last two digits of your Social Security number and the last two digits of your birth year?
Yes, ma'am. It's 4674, and it keeps telling me that that is not recognized and that that is not the PIN that I set up. Well, of course, I didn't set a PIN up because it's not letting me in at all. So I've never been able to get in.
Okay, so the only thing that I will be able to do is reset your PIN number, and it will be that temporary PIN number. But there's...
Yeah, if you could reset my PIN number, that would be amazing, and if I could see while I had you guys on the phone, if that would work, that would be even better, because I can't...
Now, you have to wait 24 hours before you will be able to use that PIN number.
Oh, okay. And can somebody... do my stuff for me from last week because it wouldn't let me in to do it.
No, ma'am, you would have to call that weekly certification number. We can't do any weekly certifications here. This is just the new claims line.
Okay, so is it going to skip paying me for a week?
I'm not sure how that works, ma'am. We're just the new claims line. All we do is file new claims here.
Okay, who could I speak to about all of this then? Because the helpline tells me to call y'all. Y'all tell me that you're just new claims. I don't know another number to call to.
You would have to contact the inquiry department. We're just new claims. We don't even answer questions about the weekly certification. You can also contact the certification line at 1-800-752-7389. Do you have that number?
What was the first three of it?
1-800-752.
And that's the certification line?
Yes,
ma'am. The number that I have for the due each week was 205-458-2282.
Yes, ma'am. That's the Birmingham number then, or the Huntsville. I'm not really sure which one is which, but our main line that we have is that number that I just told you.
Okay. And what's the reset PIN number going to be?
Okay. Give me 1 second. Let me get that reset. What's the last four of that social?
4-6.
The last four
the last
of the social?
Four of my social is 8146. 8146.
The last, your last name?
Underwood.
All right, I'm going to place you on a brief hold. I'm going to get that PIN reset for you, okay?
Thank you so much. You can't hear that. Because you haven't even tried to come up here. Why are you asking for the code? You ain't getting it. Ever. Ever. You don't give that out for any reason at all. I reset my code. Preston texted Jenna and asked her what the code to our house was and said he wanted to get some of his gun stuff, and she sent back, "Mom's at home." And he never went, "Oh, no, I'm getting a code to my house."
I do apologize for this long wait, ma'am. If you could just bear with me, I'm getting someone to reset it for you.
You're good. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, Ms. Underwood, we will have to reopen your claim because you weren't able to file your weekly certification last week. We don't have it on file, so we will have to reopen it up for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So it is just the same process as if we're opening up a new claim for you. Same questions and everything, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
What's that social security number?
423-08-8146.
Okay. That date of birth?
10/29/1974.
Okay. And your mother's maiden name?
Trammell.
All right. It'll take us about 15 to 20 minutes just to complete it, okay?
Okay.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
College.
4 years?
2.
And do you have an Alabama driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
What's that number?
585-7195.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit, or you can receive the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which one would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Is this going to be a checking or savings account?
Checking.
And what's that routing number?
Hold on, he's grabbing my purse for me. So is this going to start back over from day one? I don't understand why y'all make this so difficult. I have just never in my freaking life. This is crazy to me.
Well, because you didn't complete that weekly certification last week.
I tried, ma'am. I promise you I tried. I called y'all every day last week. Okay, routing number is going to be 06-220-6457.
So what I was saying was because you didn't do the weekly certification last week, it did create a break in that claim, and you would have to reopen in order to continue the claim. And you would start your new weekly.
This time, I surely hope that this is not going to be. I've never filed for unemployment, but this has been the most ridiculous thing I've ever had to do in my life. It's that hard. Y'all make it that difficult.
Yes, ma'am. And I do apologize about that. I do apologize.
That's okay. You ready for the account number?
Yes, ma'am.
108-4862.
All right. And what's that mailing address on file?
438 Magnolia Circle, Warrior, Alabama, 35180.
And what's the telephone number that you have? Starting with the area code.
205-910-2399.
All right. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. So I have some randomly generated security questions to ask you, okay?
Okay.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Phoenix City, Huntsville, Vestavia, Hayden, or none of the above?
Hayden.
All right. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Best Realty, Crane Hill, M&S Pipe Supply, Regions, or none of the above?
Regions.
What kind of Alabama license plate has been on your 2001 Honda Accord? Military, recreational vehicle, taxi, vanity, or I've never been associated with this vehicle?
What is vanity? Just a personalized tag?
I'm not sure. They're just randomly generated questions. They don't give us any explanation or anything.
It's put none of the above in.
Okay.
I don't even remember that car.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2202 Stone Street, 238 Deer Run, 47 South Mont Drive, 520 Chapel Road, or I've never been associated with any of these.
520 Chapel Road.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 132 Woodland Acres, 257 Old Lowkey Ferry Road, 3053 Radcliffe Road, 516 Main Street North, or I've never been associated with any of these.
516 Main Street.
Okay. All right, Ms. Underwood. And as I know, you haven't worked since the last time you filed, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And the reason that you weren't able to do your weekly certifications was because the PIN number was incorrect, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And has your phone number changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
All right. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Are you currently registered for or attending school?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer that you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. And what was that job title that you were working?
CTO.
Computer Information Systems?
No, ma'am. I was a dispatcher. I was a training officer, communications training officer.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
And do you, okay, so I have that temporary PIN number to provide you.
Okay, what is it?
4674.
That's the same one they gave me last time.
Yes, ma'am, that's everyone's temporary PIN number. It's the last two digits of the Social Security number
but
and the last two digits
reset
of the...
it, correct? Y'all mm-hmm. did reset it.
Yes, ma'am.
So I can try it tomorrow, or do I need to redo this before next week?
24 hours after today, but you don't have to do a weekly certification until next Sunday.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all have a good day.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.